I know you guys have all heard those guys out there. You know, they're on their DX station is out there running split, and that guy's calling on the DX's calling frequency. Or maybe you've heard that guy out there on your local repeater, and he's not giving his call sign every 10 minutes. Well, there's a lot of operating missteps by a lot of new hams out there. And I think a lot of it has to do with many people today are getting their tickets either through a book online or those quick weekend classes, which I'm guilty of. That's how I got my ticket. And they're really good at teaching you all about ham amateur radio and rules and regulations, but a lot of them not so much on operating procedure. And that's where we come in. So I am showing you a video on how to implement a mentor program at your ham radio club. So if you want to go ahead and roll that, Victor. Okay, I'm going to talk to you guys about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's becoming an Elmer or a mentor for new hams out there. So all you DXers, contesters, you homebrewers, if you're a QRP-er, or maybe you're into public service, or if you're just a member of a local repeater club or a bunch of guys that get together for breakfast every Saturday, you know, it's time to start paying it forward by becoming an Elmer.
Are you ready to get down to business and do exactly what I tell you to do?
So here's a few steps you can do to implement a mentor program at your club. So first thing you're going to want to do is recruit some mentors. They're probably your friends, people at your local clubs, places like that. It's pretty easy to find some people willing to mentor. Now break this mentor list down into their specialties like DXing or QRPing or VHF. Now you're going to need to find new hams, and I'm going to go into that in a little bit on where you can get new hams. Also, you might want to have a mentor night at your club or your shack. That would be a lot of fun. Make it a big event.
Does anybody want to play Parcheesi? Okay, who brought the dog?
You're also going to want to try and match up the Elmers with the new hams who have similar interests. Makes it a lot more successful that way. And always recognize their accomplishments. It's a lot of work for the ham and the mentor, so make sure you recognize them.
For distinguished duty, in the face of overwhelming something.
And of course, to keep a strong club, you're going to want to keep repeating this process. Now, here's a look at the ARRL statistics for licensed hams in the U.S. as of July this year. It's almost 750,000, but if you zero in on the technician column, look at that. There's almost 360,000 technician class licensees in the U.S.
They're everywhere.
So where are all these new hams? Well, some of them are right under your nose at your local clubs or at the VE testing sessions. Or the ARRL actually has a list of new or upgraded hams in your areas. So a good idea to start at your club is to designate somebody at your club who's there specifically to welcome all new hams and guests at your meetings. Now they can get to know them, get to know what part of the hobby they're interested in, and to better match them up with a proper Elmer. Another great source of new hams, if the test applicants are willing, have your local VEs get their contact information. You can then proactively call them up, set them up with an Elmer, or invite them to a mentor meeting. And if your club is an ARRL affiliated club, you actually have access to a list of newly licensed or upgraded hams in your area right on their website. So get out there and become an Elmer, a mentor, someone's hero, and let's keep this hobby growing and let's keep it strong.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
So hopefully you guys are all going to get out there and start mentoring. And if you guys do have any successful mentoring stories, I want to hear about it. My address is good on QRZ, so email me with your story and I may mention it on Ham Nation. And you know, we did have that mentor, Matt Walsh, came out to our shack, and it was really a lot of fun. So get out there and do your part, pay it forward, and let's keep this hobby strong.